The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. When I was three, my family had a German Shepherd named Chauncey. She was a big, beautiful, friendly dog, but I instinctively feared her. When she smiled, I stood eye to eye with a mouthful of sharp teeth. When she wagged her tail and pranced on her front legs, I feared I'd be mowed down. I clung to my mother's legs when Chauncey was near. I hid under the dining room table. Then, one morning, after watching a rerun of the 1960s TV series Tarzan, in which the main character has a friendly chimpanzee sidekick, I walked up to Chauncey and gave her a hug. That was the end of my terror of dogs. Fear is strange. There are things we fear because we've actually been hurt by them. But there are other things we fear because we've been taught to see them as dangerous. Places we don't know firsthand, but that we've grown accustomed to seeing depicted as lawless. People we've never met who fit the received profile of a criminal. George Gerbner, the late professor of communication at the University of Pennsylvania, described this learned fear as a condition called mean world syndrome, and he attributed it to the way television reshapes viewers' perceptions of the world. Let's say you watch cop shows about gangs and drug dealers and mob rings. Then you watch multiple news reports about a single violent crime. Gradually, imperceptibly, you begin to perceive the world as a more dangerous place than it actually is. You grow suspicious and mistrustful of others. And, perhaps against your own best interest, you become more willing to submit to rigid authority figures and repressive laws in a bid to feel safe. Gerbner's most famous research predates reality TV and the internet by about three decades. Our 21st century view of the world is ruled by a great many new distorting factors, and I'd wager our relationship to reality is a great deal more fraught. Who am I? Who are you? Is it wise for us to trust one another despite the many kinds of difference seeming to separate us? It's not enough to let our unthinking assumptions answer these questions for us. I like the way today's poem, Safe House, by South African poet Busisiwe Mahangu, taps into the ways that fear itself and the measures we take to combat what we perceive as danger can become a kind of cage. Safe House by Busisiwe Mahangu. The old chair is pushed against the door. The windows are closed. The gate is locked. The fence has barbed wire to hook the flesh. A good night's sleep is bought with caution. Pull all the keys out of the doors. Do not switch off the lights. Turn over the welcome mats. Tell the dog to start barking. Since they can steal from a body, too, I sit in the old chair behind the door. I built windows with bricks. I wrapped a chain and lock around the gate. I have a scar on my leg from the fence. Every breath is taken with caution. Swallow the keys after locking. Pretend to be awake. Burn all the welcome mats. Teach the dog how to bite. We spent our lives waiting for thieves to come, but they live in our house. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.